Philadelphia public school teachers have been working without a contract for more than 1 year as negotiations creep along. And this morning, the School Reform Commission voted unanimously to impose health care concessions on the union. As WHYY's Kevin McCurry reports, the district says the unilateral move will put $44 million back into classrooms this year and $200 million over the next 4 years.
The savings will mean, on average, $200,000 extra for each of the Philadelphia School District's 200-plus schools. Principals will have leeway in how they spend that money. Speaking after the meeting, Superintendent William Height said that he thinks that teachers are already not paid enough.
But I've also said, given the fiscal environment in which we are facing, we all have to share in the sacrifice in order to provide our children with what should be very basic resources, resources that children in other places take for granted.
Until now, most Philadelphia teachers were not paying toward their health insurance. Under the new terms, the district says teachers will pay up to $71 per month for single coverage and $200 per month to insure their families. The district will also stop making payments into the union's health and welfare fund, which has been covering retirees' prescription, dental, and vision benefits. Philadelphia Federation of Teachers President Jerry Jordan grew angry at a press conference at union headquarters.
What the district has done is they have said, we want it all. We want it all. And that is unacceptable, and we will not agree to it.
Jordan says the PFT's lawyers have begun work on a response to the SRC's action. The SRC's newest commissioner, retired Masterman principal Marge Neff, was a teachers union member early in her career. She says her yes vote didn't come easy.
But we are in a position financially that made this action necessary. I could not, in good conscience, not support something that is going to bring money into the schools this year. Schools cannot go through another year like they did last year.
The district gave little advance notice of the 9:30 a.m. meeting. It did not announce it on its website and only posted a small bulletin in the back pages of the business section of Sunday's Inquirer to meet the requirements of the public meetings law. Public comment on the action was heard only after the SRC voted. That outrages Lisa Haver, founder of the Philadelphia Coalition, advocating for public schools.
You cannot pass a resolution without giving the public a chance to comment on it. And they violated that. It's not just a violation of the Sunshine Act, it's a violation of the public trust.
The SRC declined to unilaterally impose the work rule changes that it has long sought and says it will still seek those at the bargaining table. It is also not seeking salary cuts. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.